From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Lori Klein reading Murphy's Rainbow, Book One of the Cheyenne Trilogy, by Carolyn Lampman. Now let's begin with Murphy's Rainbow, Chapter One. Cholera. For Catherine Murphy, it had become a living, breathing entity. A dark creature of the night that sucked the life from Brian's body. It hardly mattered that the wagon train had gone on without them, or that the single candle burning near at hand was almost gone. Brian Murphy was dying, and they both knew it.
Katie.
Brian's voice was thin and raspy as he fought the painful cramps. Folding his cold, dry hand into hers, Catherine swallowed the tears that threatened to overwhelm her. I'm here, Bri. Don't try to talk, just rest now.
I have eternity to rest.
His face was pinched and gray, the brilliant green eyes, once so full of life, now sunken and defeated.
Go to your Uncle Matthew, in Denver.
He shook his head weakly as she started to protest.
I know, Katie, but he loves you, and he'll keep you safe until you decide what to do with your life.
Without you, I have no life.
Here now. That doesn't sound like the Katie McAnisby I married for her courage.
Brian lifted his free hand and traced the line of her cheek.
Remember? Every storm has a rainbow.
And there's a pot of gold at the end of it,
she finished for him.